gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday is Basingstoke Community Radio, and that means one thing. We've got Claire on the line. Hello, Claire, the garden editor. Are you okay?
Good morning. Good morning. I am. Happy Easter.
Oh,
happy
and
Easter
to you.
To you and all the listeners.
And to you. Have you had a good, did you have a good Easter weekend?
Oh, do you know what I did? I did, because there was a really weird thing which happened. The sky was blue.
No, was it really?
It was sunny. Yeah, it was so lovely. And it wasn't raining. So it was really nice. And yeah, lots of chocolate. And my first coffee in 6 weeks, which was amazing. So a very good weekend. How about yours?
Yeah, it was very good. Actually, I was sorting out the garage this weekend.
Oh, that's a classic one, isn't it? To do over a nice long bank holiday weekend is sort out all the clutter and everything.
Oh, well, no, I only sorted out the garage. I didn't sort out any clutter. I just sorted out the garage. I might have put a few things in a recycle bin, but not much.
That's pretty good going.
Okay.
Pretty good going.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What are we talking about today, Claire?
Well, I thought, because it's kind of getting to the season where people want to go out and buy plants, that we'll do a session about confusing words you might see when you're going around a plant centre, a garden centre, or you might see on a plant label. And a lot of it is from my experience of working in a nursery when people ask questions, but a lot of words are a bit confusing. So I thought we'll just make things really simple and really easy. So when you know, when you go to a nursery or a garden centre, you know what you're buying and you know what questions to ask.
Okay. All right, then. No worries. Okay. Over to you, then, because I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, here we go. Here we go. So your first question for an easy one, which is we tend to think about plants in terms of how long they live. So first off, let's start with an annual plant. So how long do you think an annual plant lives for?
A year.
Yes, that's right. Maximum a year. So these are plants which...
Oh, hang on a minute. I didn't know. I wasn't aware you was testing me.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's always a test.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just
right.
me talking.
Yeah,
and it's really boring, isn't
it? All right,
it?
Then. Go on. Sorry.
So here we go. So an annual, it's a plant which germinates from a seed, grows,
right.
flowers,
yeah.
and dies all within a year.
Okay.
So things like lots of veggies that we grow, like peas or beans, they are annuals because you plant the seed around now, and it grows and it flowers, and then you get your peas and beans and you take them off the rest of the year.
Okay. Right.
So you can have those type of things. So if you buy something which is an annual, it will last a maximum of 1 year. It will not come back. So if you're buying it, you're buying it for this year. So that's what an annual is.
Right.
Right. Okay. We're going up the order now. Are you ready for your next one?
Yeah, I'm ready for my starter. It's not my starter, is it? It's my second one.
Second one. So I feel like, you know, drama. A biennial plant.
Oh, every 2 years.
That's pretty much right.
Or
so
is it
a biennial?
Yeah, go on.
So this is a plant which grows in year one.
Yeah.
And then it flowers and sets seed in year two. So like a foxglove, for example, a foxglove in the first year, like, has this mat form of leaves, and you can buy them like that. And then in the second year, the second summer, that's when they flower and set seed. So their lifespan takes up two growing seasons effectively.
Okay.
So that's why we call them a biennial. So 2 years, but they kind of last for a little less than 2 years.
Yeah.
So if you buy a foxglove now in the shops, you will be buying a 1 year old growth, and it will flower this summer. If you buy foxglove seeds and put foxglove seeds down, you will get the growth this year and you'll get the flowers next year.
Right.
Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Makes yeah. sense to me.
That was a tricky one. And then the third type we're going to talk about is perennial. Can you think what a perennial might be?
Can I have a 50-50 on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or can I ask a friend?
You can ask a friend. Why don't you ask me?
Yeah, I'll ask you, Claire. What does it mean then?
So a perennial is a plant which lasts for more than 2 years.
Okay.
So a perennial is when you go and buy a perennial, which is what I sell at the nursery I work at. It's a plant which comes back year after year.
Okay.
So each year that plant should stay. You know, then some are kind of shorter lived than others, but more than 2 years, 2 to 5 years, and some for much longer than that. So a perennial is you buy it once and it will last for years and years and years. Annual, 1 year. Biennial, 2 year, perennial, more than that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. Super duper. Grand. Okay, so that's working out how long a plant lives for. Mm-hmm. And those are those techie terms you might see. And then we'll talk a bit about, this might make you feel like you're back at school a bit, deciduous and evergreen. So deciduous are plants which lose their leaves. So all right. Typically that happens in winter. So something like an oak tree or a rose in the winter will lose its leaves. It might look a bit dead. And if you go around garden centres early in the year, you might just look like everything's a pile of brown sticks, thinking, what on earth's this? That everything's dead. But that's because those plants are deciduous, and then normally in springtime, they burst into blossom or into leaf, and then they're green for the rest of the year before the leaves fall.
Right.
And they do that kind of to save energy, because leaves are like, they cost a lot of energy. So keeping your leaves going all year round requires a lot of food and a lot of energy for the plant to make. So that's why a lot of plants come autumn just go, oh, do you know what, I can't be bothered to keep these leaves, I'm just going to get rid of them and make some new in spring. And they kind of go into dormancy. So you can get those in trees or in shrub forms. So things like Vigelia, which is a really nice shrub that is deciduous. Hydrangeas, are deciduous. Hydrangeas are deciduous. Oak trees, apple trees, those type of things are deciduous. But if you want year-round colour, the label you want to be looking for is evergreen.
Yeah, we got a lot of evergreen in our back garden, I think.
You do, don't you? What kind of evergreen? You've got bamboo, I think, haven't you?
We've got bamboo, yeah. And I don't know what else we got. We got some other
green stuff.
Bushy, yeah. Bushy things. That
bushy
always,
green stuff.
That are always greeny.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't know what they are. I haven't got a clue what they are.
Well, two top tips. If you have a camera on your phone, quite often the Google Lens or the Apple iPhone is actually not a bad shout. And there are other places you can find out stuff.
Okay.
But if you're looking at green shrubs in winter, they are likely to be evergreen. Yeah. Things like hollies, things like choisyas, mock oranges, things like laurel and things like that, which are give us that green and that lush colour year round. And they are evergreen. You can get evergreen kind of smaller plants, but we typically look at those as things like trees and shrubs. And they're great for when you want to make sure your garden doesn't look very flat in the winter. So evergreen or deciduous, that's your other choice.
Would grass be clear? Would that be evergreen or not?
Oh, well, your lawn grass is, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But
grass, but I just thought I'd ask that.
Yeah. No, it's a good question. Because do you remember we had a question when we did a session all about grasses?
Yeah, we did.
And there are deciduous grasses and evergreen grasses. So you are completely right that you can get different types. So there you are. Not a dumb question at all. At all.
There's
yeah.
never a dumb question, is there, with gardening? There's never a dumb question.
Do you know what? You're so right. And I say to people time and time again, there is no silly questions. I didn't grow up gardening. I had to learn all this stuff. And it just bamboozled me a lot of it, particularly, well, we'll come on to talk about Latin in a bit, but it just flummoxed me. So, you know, never a difficult question, never a silly question to ask. Just ask them. Yeah. And if you're going to a garden centre or a nursery, just stop and ask the staff if you're not sure. If you say, is this plant a perennial? Will it come back? And quite often that's helpful for you to work out how much you're spending your money on and whether you're buying something for many years or you're buying just for this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. Now let's talk about another question we get asked a lot, which is this a hardy plant? Is this plant hardy? And by hardy, what we mean is, can this plant cope with being outside all year round?
All right.
So can it cope with frosts? Can it cope with wind? Can it cope with what this lovely British weather throws at it?
a lot of rain. Question,
yeah. Oh, my word. All the rain. So much rain. I started digging once in a client's garden the other week, and we accidentally dug a pond.
I mean, our program controller Jeff, he was digging a patio this week. I think he started digging it on, was it Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday he started, and by Thursday he had to dig a river so it would drain away.
Yep. It's there is a lot of water out there, but absolutely. So plants which are hardy Traditionally, we looked at hardiness just in terms of the temperature. Can it cope with being below freezing? But increasingly, we're using that term to say, can it cope with the wind? Can it cope with the rain? Can it cope with a whole variety of conditions that plants are likely to face outside?
Right. Okay.
So if a and that might depend whether we're in the UK or whether you're in France, whether you're like in the centre of Basingstoke, the temperature is likely to be warmer than if you're outside in a like a rural village in a really exposed location. So working out if a plant is hardy, if it's hardy, it can survive all year round outside. And then we come one step down from that, which is something called half hardy, which I just think is a really weird word. But basically it says this plant can cope with being outside pretty much in the summer, but it can't cope with the winter.
Oh, that's a bit like me then.
Exactly.
I like the summer, but I'm not too keen on the winter. That's all right.
Dave, you are a half hardy human.
Half hardy.
Yeah, exactly. I would say I'm probably hardy. I can cope with being outside all weather
pretty much.
But you're half hardy. And that's a good way of thinking about it. Okay. So you're going to thrive in the summer. But if you grow from seed particularly quite often, or if you have bedding plants, you go and buy some bedding plants, quite often they're half hardy. So you can't plant them out until the frosts have passed.
Right. And which is about July time, isn't it, in the UK?
Well,
in Basingstoke.
It's very hard to know because plant labels say plant out after the last frost.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I don't know when the last frost is until it's happened. But round here, I normally say kind of end of May.
Okay.
End of May is normally pretty safe.
Yeah. That's about the time I fill the hot tub up, about the end of May, beginning of June.
That is a really good way.
So I'm okay, yeah.
So if it's hot tub for Dave, the last frost has passed. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's it. Oh,
you don't want to be in a hot tub when it's freezing.
No, I'm not one of them. Yeah. No, definitely not.
No, indeed. Okay, and then let's take one step further. So we've got our hardy plants, we've got our half hardy plants, and then the last type of plants we have are tender plants. So tender plants are plants which can only really cope with warm temperatures year round. So these are things like house plants that you might take out. I mean, I take some of my house plants on a summer holiday and I pop them outside for a couple of months in the summer.
All right.
Or plants which live in a greenhouse year round. So these kind of like tropical type plants. And you just want to have those just purely outside in the height of summer. But more often than not, they're ones that you would grow in a greenhouse year round or in your conservatory or on your windowsill.
Yeah, yeah.
So things like basil plants, I always think basil, you can try and grow it outside, but I think it's much happier. It's a tender, exotic plant. A warm windowsill is going to be much better for it than putting it outside, really.
All right. Good. Oh, well, basil will be happy, won't he? He'll be nice and warm.
Exactly. So basil is your tender. Dave, you're the half hardy and I'm the hardy. So
there
that's kind of working out.
A whole family there. Look at that. A whole family. Not bad.
A whole family. Yeah. So we've got our little baby annuals, our biennials and our perennials. So I've thrown lots and lots of words at you. So the other thing I'm going to just talk about briefly before we finish is when you look at a plant label, it says sun, part shade or shade. So quite often when you're trying to pick a plant for your garden, you might think, okay, I want a perennial because I want a plant which is going to last, and I want it maybe evergreen because I want green all year round. And then on the plant label it might say sun, part shade or shade, and you're trying to work out what do those mean. So sun means you should plant it in the sun. But don't worry, that doesn't mean you have to have 12 hours of baking sun.
Good, because we don't get that in Basingstoke.
Well,
we might
really
do. We might do a couple of days of the year, but that's about it.
Yeah. But, you know, if you think about our gardens and our green spaces, quite often they're quite small because we're quite a crowded island. We might have fences and bits of shading. So by full sun, we mean 6 hours of direct sunlight on that plant. So we're not, you know, so that could be, you know, 10 till 4 if you've got a plant in the height of summer. 10 till 4, that counts as full sun. And then part shade is when we're looking at 2 to 4 hours of sunlight for that plant. So it might be either dappled under a tree, so it's kind of got a bit of sun and a bit of shade all day long, or it could have sun in the morning and the shade in the afternoon, or the shade in the morning and the sun in the afternoon, you know, where you've got like your fences or your house providing shade. So that's kind of part shade. And then we, when we talk about shade, it's something which doesn't really get more than 2 hours of direct sun a day. So, for example, I have some ferns. They are in my patio, kind of just outside my front door. There's a little roof over it. Never gets any sun at all. Perfect for shade-loving ferns, but they never get any direct sun. But I just thought I'd explain that because people might think full sun needs 12 hours, but it's about 6 hours.
Mm, okay.
And so there you are. All right. That's my very rough guide to what on earth is on a plant label.
Well, I didn't know about the sun, shade and all that palaver. I didn't even know that would be on the plant labels. I just thought you've got a plant and you just drop it in the ground.
Well, it depends where they come from.
Yeah, it shows you how naive I am when it comes to gardening. That's what it is.
There's no such thing as a silly question. We're all beginners. We were all had L plates on at some point, so it's a useful thing to think about.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for today. Before we go, before you go, I should say. You've got a song, and what song is it? I know what it is, but what song are you going to pick for today?
Also, this song today is a bit of a retro classic, but I thought because we're trying to decipher words, we should have a song about words. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd go back and let out and rock out to Extreme More Than Words.
Okay, thank you very much for that. We will get that on for you very shortly. Thanks for your time today, Claire, and you'll be back in a couple of weeks, won't you?
I will indeed. Look,
that's when
we'll
have
then.
Proper sunshine in a couple of weeks, won't we?
We might even get full sun.
Well, we might too. Thanks very much for that, Claire. And I'll speak
no
to you soon.
At all.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.